the summer time is come, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And will all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme? All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, go?
I will build my love a bower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain.
Will ye go, lassie, go?
And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, go? If my true love she were gone, I would surely find another where wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather, will ye go, lassie, go?
Kinfolk in the WVTF studio for Roots Down Session. That is K-I-N-N Folk with Josh Kinn and Julie Borden. Welcome to the WVTF studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
That was beautiful. The origin of that song?
It's a good question. It's an old traditional folk song. It's one of the first ones that I learned when I started playing Celtic music and picking up guitar, and one of the first ones that I learned how to sing and play at the same time. And so that carried over when we started working as a duo.
Yeah, that was one of the first songs that we learned as a duo.
Yeah.
You gave me your list of songs that you sing at the session, and I was like, well, I know, what is Go Lassie Go, Wild Mountain Thyme, because I know mm-hmm. that.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, one the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about when you started doing this. You guys met up at the Roanoke Traditional Irish Session a couple of years ago.
One of the session members suggested that we sing a song together. I was one of the only folks that was actively singing songs there. Most of the other musicians there are really, really seasoned instrumentalists. And it was kind of a nice way to break up the session. And when Julie joined, she had, you know, obviously this gorgeous voice. So they suggested we sing something together.
Yeah, I joined the session and I was learning how to play the drum. I didn't know how to play it and I was too shy to sing. It took me a couple of months before somebody asked if I had a song, so I gave it a go.
What brought you to the traditional Irish sessions here in Roanoke, and how did that happen? What drew you to the music?
Okay, I'll go first. I am from Alabama originally. I moved to Roanoke so that I could earn my MFA in creative writing, which I have done. I earned that in 2018. But in my second year there, I heard this rumor that there were Irish musicians somewhere in Roanoke, and I had just by chance brought this drum I didn't know how to play up to Virginia with me, I think because I was afraid I wouldn't have access to any musical instruments as a creative writing student. So I decided to find the session so I could learn how to play that drum, basically, is how I came to the session.
For me, it started pretty early. I picked up music when I was 10. I started playing viola in the orchestra, and my grandfather around that time was also learning to play bagpipes. So when I was learning music for the first time, I was also being introduced to bagpipe tunes and Celtic music, and I fell in love with it immediately. I found the Irish session by chance when I moved up here. I just walked into what was at the time Annie Moore's, and they were just sitting there playing. So I went up and asked them if I could join in. So I went for 3 weeks and just took recordings of my favorite tunes there, and I would go home and practice for hours and hours. And once I had about a dozen or so, I sat down with them and just started playing. Been in that circle ever since.
And you had mentioned that you were in the studio recording with our friend Willie over at Fainting Goat. Are you looking towards an EP, an album, or what are you doing?
It has 8 tracks on it. We've been calling it an album, but it's honestly our first one, so you tell us.
Depends on your definition.
Yeah. But Willie sent over the masters yesterday, so this is our first time doing this, but that to us sounds like we're ready to send it out for production, so that'll be very soon.
We also have a second CD that we have recordings for that we'll likely release at a later time, too.
Now, is it all traditional, or do you do your own compositions?
We have one composition so far. I composed a tune set for Julie's birthday last year, and of all things, so. But I tried to do it in a traditional Celtic style, so hopefully, if you hear it, you won't be able to tell the difference between that and a traditional tune, if I did my job right.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. Well, let's hear another song, and Julie, explain the drum you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, it's called a Bowron. It's a, I was going to pick it up, but I'm on the radio. Yeah, it's a handheld Irish tipping drum, so you hold it with one hand. I actually hold it backward. You typically hold the drum with your left hand and hit it with what's called a tipper with your right hand, but I was told to hold the tipper like a pencil, and I just could not fathom doing that as a left-handed person. So hold it with my right hand, hold the tipper with my left hand. You tune in on the back, and you can actually get quite a range of sound out of the drum. It's as much about the pitch that you get out of the drum as it is about the rhythms that you put into it.
Well, let's hear some of those rhythms. How about another song?
I'll tell you what, I'll play that composition for you next.
Okay.
We ended up calling it the Borden Set, and the way that traditional tunes in a session work is you'll take an individual tune, it's usually an A and a B part, but sometimes it'll have more, and then you'll string a bunch of those tunes together into sets. So this the Borden Set is composed of 3 different tunes. The first one is called The Tuned Bowron, which was about Julie learning how to play the drum. And it takes a while to explain. Some of it's visual on the fretboard, but the next one's called Run from the Horseshoe, which was based on her meeting my folks for the first time. And the last one's called Spinning Silver Penny. She mentioned earlier she has synesthesia, so it's a reference to synesthesia.
All right. And explain to us what that is.
Synesthesia. Yes, I wrote my MFA creative writing thesis on this. Synesthesia is a crossing of senses in the brain. It'll manifest as somebody hearing music in color, which I do, or musical sounds in color, which I do, language, numbers, all of those things to me have color, but other people might, I don't know, hear a sound and smell something. They might put something in their mouth and be able to feel the actual texture of what that taste feels like. And they're one and the same kind of a sensation. They're not two separate things. So when he says he named that last tune The Spinning Silver Penny, it's because I put a poem in my MFA thesis trying to describe what my voice sounds like to me. And it's like a little thin metal disc that spins in the air.
All right. It is Kinfolk once again in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. Thank you.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to gay, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
'Twas there that we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side up in Lomond, where in soft purple hue the healing hills we view, and the moon coming out in the gloaming.
Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. The wee birdies sing and the wild flowers spring, and in sunshine the waters are sleeping. The broken-hearted kens nae second spring again, though the wave-flow may cease from their grieving. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.